on Saturday, April 28, 2001, 25 years ago this morning, and received the sacrament of holy orders. I was ordained a priest. That was at the St. Joseph Cathedral in Alaminos, Pangasinan, Bishop Jesus Cabrera. On Sunday, April 29th, 2001, that's 25 years ago tomorrow, I offered my first Mass of Thanksgiving here at Mary Mother of the Church Parish. Father Jerry Habunal was the parish priest then. Was Father Jerry? Yeah. And he was the parish priest then, and he inherited me. And he and the parish put together a beautiful celebration. It was after the last Mass of the day on Sunday, and we had a beautiful reception. They called it the Gabi ng Pasasalamat. And many of the people who attended it still talked to me about that wonderful evening. Well, anyway, now it's 25 years later. Time flies by. And here we are again for another Mass of Thanksgiving here at Mary Mother of the Church Parish. This is not a Gabi ng Pasasalamat, but it's an Umaga ng Pasasalamat. So I'm very happy that many of you, all my friends and colleagues and brother priests are here for this Mass, in which we give thanks for the great gift of and the mystery of the priesthood. Well, many things have changed in 25 years. In fact, this building itself has changed, and many who were here then, 25 years ago, are 25 years older now. We can look at the pictures and see how much older we are now. And many who were here then are no longer with us. They have gone home to be with the Lord. My parents have passed away. The founders of the Anuam community, Father Francis and Sister Barbara, they have passed away. And so many, many things have changed. But the Mass never changes, and the Eucharist never changes, and the sacrament of the priesthood never changes. The Mass is always the one eternal sacrifice of the one high priest, Jesus Christ. And at the Mass, the ordained priest acts in his name, acts in his person. So in a sense, we could say that the anniversary of every priest is not simply the day on which he was ordained, but his priesthood goes back, and this sacrament goes back to the Last Supper and to the cross, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That's what we're celebrating. Some people asked me why I am celebrating my silver anniversary here in the parish. They said to me, well, you're an Anuam priest, why don't you have your celebration in the Anuam Center? Actually, seeing all the people, I'm glad we didn't try to squeeze everyone into the Anuam Center. But it's true, I'm an Anuam priest, but it's also true that a priest belongs to the church. A priest is called to serve the church, not just one group or another. Besides, the Anuam, the poor, the lowly ones, are here. In every pew, there are Anuam. So I think it's very fitting that we have our celebration here. And I'm very happy to see that many of the parish priests who have been here in the time that I've been a priest are here this morning. So I mentioned Father Jerry, who was the parish priest when I was first ordained, and then Monsignor Okol. Where's Monsignor? Okay, Monsignor Okol, and then Father Steve, and Father, who else is one of the parish priests here? Of course, Father Ernie, our parish priest now. Am I missing somebody? Anyway, so, and they've all been very, very supportive of me. So thank you to my brother priests. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat. When I came to the Philippines, I wasn't planning to be a priest. In fact, I wasn't even thinking of it. But the Lord had other plans, much better than my plan, and that's always the way of the Lord. So I think on this day I want to remind you of that. This is true for all of us. The Lord's plans are better than our plans, not only for priests, for everybody. That's why it's always wise and fruitful to say yes to God, in imitation of Mary, our mother, Mary, mother of the church, Mary, mother of priests. And part of the blessing I received when the Lord called me to the priesthood was that he called me here in the Philippines, and he planted me here in this parish. So I want to also express my gratitude to everybody in the parish for these years, and I want to thank you for coming. Later this week, I will also offer a Mass of Thanksgiving to God in the cathedral where I was ordained, up in Alaminos. Some Anuin members and some of our friends are going to go on a pilgrimage to Alaminos on Friday for a Mass of Thanksgiving there. Now, usually on April 28, I like to recall the priest saints who celebrate their feast days today, also their death anniversary. So one of them is St. Peter Chanel, the Marist missionary priest, who is also the proto-martyr of Oceania. And the other priest is St. Louis de Montfort, the famous apostle of Marian devotion. There's also a priest, St. Maximilian Kolbe, who, another great Marian missionary priest, who didn't die on this day, so this isn't his feast day, but he was ordained on this day, April 28th in 1918. But when I recall these priests, I realize that none of them, and they're all very great holy priests, none of them made it to his silver anniversary. St. Peter Chanel was martyred on this day in 1841 after 13 years as a priest. St. Louis de Montfort died on this day in 1716 after 16 years as a priest. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, he was martyred in the Auschwitz concentration camp in 1941. That was on August 14, 1941. And he was a priest for 23 years. So even he didn't make it to his silver anniversary. One of the striking things I always recall about St. Maximilian Kolbe is what he said on the day when he volunteered to take the place of a fellow prisoner. At that moment, the shocked prison guard asked, "Who are you?" And the correct answer in that place was supposed to be to give the number that the Nazis had tattooed on his arm. So Father Maximilian was number 16670. Or maybe he would have been able to just state his name. But when he was given this question, "Who are you?" his answer was, "A Catholic priest." That was his identity. And he lived it in such a way that he was so much like Jesus Christ that he offered himself, he laid down his life for a fellow prisoner. Like the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Well, the saints show us that it's not the years of service that make a great priest. A great priest, a holy shepherd of souls, is one who is like Jesus Christ. And the more Christ-like, the better. 25 years is certainly a sign of God's great goodness, and I'm very grateful. But even one day as a priest is immeasurably great, and even one Mass is already a priceless treasure, because it's the gift of Jesus Christ himself. It's his gift to us. It's his sacrifice, the sacrifice of the great high priest, offered for all of us so that we can be like him, so that we can love like him, so that we can offer ourselves like him. So as we celebrate this joyful morning, this Imago Dei Passasalamat, may we be united in giving thanks to the Lord for the great gift of the priesthood. Saint John Vianney used to say often, "The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus."